It is my pleasure to welcome you to Ronald Myers Jr.'s Ministering Angel podcast. Whether you're a new or returning listener, I pray that you will discover this podcast to be an invaluable tool in your pursuit of Jesus Christ. If you want to realize your full potential and triumph over adversity, Ronald is a divine messenger who has been sent to you. Listening to this podcast will give you the confidence, wisdom, and fortitude to succeed no matter what life throws at you. I pray that what you hear will bring you blessings, and I appreciate you taking the time to listen. Welcome to an atmosphere for deliverance of the soul and spirit. Here's Ronald.
God made it clear to me that I would be heading to Texas, among other things that happened. I received instructions to pack in the middle of June 2023. With the expectation of leaving soon, I relinquished my house. I gave away most of all my belongings, packed, and was ready to move. I was given permission by the house owners to stay there until it was sold on October 13, 2023. It was at that point that things became incredibly interesting. For the past 16 years, I have been living in my home. I am currently without a home. Until my funds were depleted, we stayed at a hotel for a week. We had to gather our belongings and find an alternative location because of the checkout time. Eventually, we ended up at a Dunkin' Donuts that was close by. I spent a total of 5 hours in that spot. I find myself constantly praying to God, questioning my actions, my destination, and the circumstances. I realized I had two choices. Call my ex-wife, which I knew God did not want me to do, or call my mother. I called my mother, and she came to pick us up. I had no desire to go there. I had severed ties with my family months ago, as I believed it was the right thing to do. The experience of going there didn't match my desires. In addition, I began to have a clearer view of her. Listen to this. God has a purpose and a plan for everything that unfolds in your life. It might not be immediate, but eventually you'll see and understand. It was difficult from the very beginning. The attacks were relentless, coming from all directions by my mother, brother, and mother's husband. It was another one of those moments where I realized I needed self-improvement. Initially, I encountered numerous traps and fell into them. I let my guard down because I didn't know who or what I was dealing with. I was taken by surprise by how my family confronted me. Their treatment towards me was on a whole other level, not at all what I expected. I was constantly being targeted by my mother in any situation we were involved in. Examples include disposing of the garbage. Even as she participated, she still found fault with my method. The situation escalated into a verbal fight, and I fell into her trap once more. It took some time for me to understand that the purpose was to challenge me to abandon my persona. Throughout the first 6 weeks, I found myself frequently caught up in these fights. I admit that I occasionally had the urge to prove to her that I was not weak. I came to the realization that it was a mistake. My stepfather posed a whole new set of challenges. He claimed to be a Christian, but showed no evidence of it. In fact, he was outright rude and mean. His actions included ignoring me completely or avoiding any interaction whenever I asked a question. I must admit that he and I became quite friendly after a few months. I observed who he really was and made the appropriate changes. I realized that others will be highly uncomfortable around me due to the presence of God within me. My brother had a different way of interacting with me. Out of everyone, he was the one who was friendly to me. He was prompt in offering help, but typically with his own stipulations. He frequently criticized my actions, although not as much as my mother. The only truly negative moment occurred when his inner demons revealed themselves to me during an argument. It's a day I will never be able to forget. Once again, the enemy employed a loved one to reveal information that only God could be aware of, and this was the second instance. It was a truly shocking experience for me. All in all, my stay there was more than 4 months. What made it interesting was that things started changing after a few months. Speaking for myself, I choose not to be provoked. Since I had been through this situation with my ex-wife, I knew the steps to take once I composed myself. I continued to demonstrate affection, but in the way I wanted. I avoided getting caught in the crossfire and paid no attention to possible threats. They were forced to adopt different strategies because of it. They proceeded to establish a friendly rapport. It's actually quite comical because I observed the entire thing. Despite my consistent behavior, people still test me. I directed my attention inward and remained fixated on godly matters. Calmness prevailed as I sought refuge within him. Trials were ongoing for me, but not consistently. Just when I thought my routine was set, my mother pulled a last-minute move, but I went along with it. Just to reiterate, the only time I can really have some peace and quiet is usually after midnight. Every morning at 5, I make sure to have my personal time with God. Many times, my mother would interrupt my moments with God by waking up. I understand that the enemy was operating during those times. In short, there was an attempt to manipulate and prevent me from being up at that time. I use the word attempt because I followed along, but I saw the deception and manipulation in the narrative. I adapted and took the necessary actions until my departure. The task of finding silence in this house was extremely difficult. In every room, there was some sort of noise happening. I am someone who craves abundant solitude for spiritual connection with God. This environment has been problematic since the beginning. I learned how to navigate and function within the circumstances I was given. I utilized walks, the backyard, and the porch, taking advantage of them when no one was around. The situation improved greatly once my mother resumed working. The majority of the noise in the house was mainly caused by her. I had no desire to go there, and upon arriving, I couldn't comprehend why God led me there. I gained a complete understanding of his motives for wanting me there, having been present. It had a deeper intention than just exposing their true selves to me. It also was to help me to grow in my weaknesses. Not only did I see my weaknesses, I got to be tested in them. I realized that I was able to overcome those challenges. I discovered that despite my deep affection, they couldn't continue their journey with me. It's clear to me that I can't function around individuals without the Spirit of God. I've realized that I won't allow anyone in my personal circle who isn't godly. Due to my elevated position, I was able to be in front of them. I witnessed their envy and contempt towards me and towards God. I had an experience where I saw and realized that there was an angel around me. I'll dive into more detail later, but I learned that in the midst of testing, you can position yourself to rise and improve. It was a completely unenjoyable time being there. I've silently endured many things that I haven't shared. However, everything turned out well for me. I started experiencing a feeling of calm and peace as my stay neared its end. I started walking confidently, knowing the enemy couldn't harm me anymore. Throughout the process of creating this podcast, I remained steadfast in my belief. It brought me joy when I realized that this is what God wanted me to do. It had a decent beginning. Suddenly, some strange occurrences began to disrupt my progress. It was a daily occurrence of missing files, malfunctioning devices, and malfunctioning emails, making it quite comical. Nevertheless, if you're familiar with my character, you know that I overcome obstacles. I never retreat. I discovered a method to accomplish it. I attempted to go outside and record, but suddenly, the sky became filled with planes. Seeking tranquility in a room, I would be disturbed by the incessant ringing of the house phone. Situations like this happen frequently, but I finished the episodes. When you are aware of the Lord's will, be ready for opposition. I had knowledge of what was taking place. I continued to push forward despite challenges. These lessons are intended to aid you in your walk with Jesus and bring you benefit. This podcast is specifically created with you in mind, and I'll keep reminding you. I found myself without assistance in several of these domains. You have benefited from all my trial and error. May you be blessed by what has been shared with you. To sum up, there's a lot more I've experienced and will share with you. I have endured things such as a minimum of 30 infirmities. Despite medical examinations, the causes of my diseases remain unknown, with most occurring post my acceptance of Jesus. I've experienced betrayal from everyone in my life in every possible manner. Every possible type of persecution has been inflicted upon me. The people I trusted and loved the most have betrayed me, stabbed me in the back, and spoken against me. I have endured many forms of disrespect, constant attempts to control me, many attempts of manipulation and persecution. I've had to handle individuals in my life who are stubborn, headstrong, and full of pride and ego. I have come to understand that my life is living proof of God's love. I have been subjected to numerous forms of suffering and persecution due to my life's purpose. I went through everything to assist you in conquering your challenges. An overcomer is the best person to guide you through overcoming. There are very few things that I haven't gone through, as I previously mentioned. Designed to assist you in every way. I bear no grudges against anyone who stood against me, betrayed me, lied to me, or caused me pain. I am filled with gratitude and love for you, as you inspired me to achieve greatness. I am filled with joy at the remarkable change God has made in the shattered version of myself from over 10 years ago. I have become a whole new creature now. I am an ambassador to Christ. I am now responsible for providing you with spiritual guidance and support during your time of need. My dedication and commitment lie in sharing the Lord's plans for you. My utmost priority is to ensure that you are blessed by what I have to share. Love is the foundation of my actions, words, and existence. You'll come to understand that this is a recurring theme with this podcast. I refuse to leave this point. We are facing a critical period. It's time for the foolishness to come to a halt. People's lives are in jeopardy. Consider this a preview of what's coming. I have many more testimonials on what God has done in my life. As an example, I can share my personal testimony of finding a kingdom spouse, experiencing healing, prosperity, abundance, and much more. Specifically designed to aid you in any circumstances you encounter, so that you can also succeed. It's time for the body of Christ to take action. Many individuals' souls are in distress and in need of aid. I'm committed to doing my share. Will you join me in doing yours? May this touch your heart and find solace in love and truth. May the name of Jesus bring you great blessings and favor.
I appreciate you hearing what I have to say. I am certain that you will discover this knowledge useful in handling your current circumstance. Lord, let their eyes see, as it is declared in 2 Kings 6:17. In Hosea 4:6, my people are being demolished because of their lack of knowledge of me. Receive this as truth and in love by the Spirit of God. Stay encouraged. Where there is great love, there is always miracles. Your prophet is here for you.